Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. I'm Xiaolan. Today, we are going to teach you the Chinese word how to say animation. We have an animator, Steph Roberts. Hi, Steph, 你好.
Hi, Xiaolan, 你好.
Right, you are somewhere very exotic.
I am indeed. I'm in the Swiss Alps. It's incredibly, incredibly beautiful here.
Right.
Quite hot as well.
Okay, and then I know you're a freelancer. That means that you can do the work almost everywhere.
Sure.
So you do your animation work in Switzerland, in the Alps?
No, I'm actually here on holiday, actually. So I've been having a nice break from animation.
Okay, right. So let's dive in. Learn how to say animation in Chinese. There are only two words. 动画.
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 Yeah. 动, that means motion.
Okay.
动. Yeah, and it's a fourth tone, so we go down quite a bit to make it looking, sounding as if we are a little bit excited and a bit angry. Dong.
Dong.
That's it.
Great.
Dong means to move, and the character is actually in two parts. On the left side, that means heavy weight, and on the right side, that means power. So heavy weight and power together, actually that makes a lot of sense because you have to put power in order to lift heavy weight to make it move.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
So, dong.
Dong.
And the second word, hua.
Hua.
It's also the fourth tone, so we go down. So, dong hua together sounds like you are a little bit excited and a little bit angry. Dong hua.
Dong hua.
Dong hua. That means animation. So, anything can move. That could be the short animation you make, and could be stop motion animation, could be like the Japanese anime, dong hua.
Mm-hmm.
And hua, the character, is quite interesting because originally there were also two parts. The first part was the paintbrush.
Okay.
And the second part is actually the fields, the farm, the fields. And imagine in ancient time, people had to paint over the fields using the either brush or any other tool in order to differentiate the boundary of the fields. Imagine you are ancient caveman in China, and then you want to declare, I know as a nomad like you, you would not do that, but a lot of Chinese people do. They think property is important, and they want to carve out to make sure that they draw out the boundary in a very clear way so the neighbors, they don't come to plant their wheat and they don't come to plant their rice. So they want to declare that's their area. So they draw the line on the fields. That means to draw.
Okay.
Okay. And then now, of course, that means anything which come out of drawing could be paintings, could be sketches. So the moving sketches, moving drawing, it's 动画 animation.
动画.
Yeah. And then you, as an animator, we can say you are a 动画师.
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 That's it. 师 is the first tone, and then that means a master.
Okay.
So the person who is good at something. So for example, normally we are colleagues, we work together. In this case, I'm a teacher, so I am a 老师.
老师.
老师. 老 means old. The old master is the teacher, so I'm the old master, 老师。
老师。
Yeah, and you as the animator, 动画师。
动画师。
Yep, 动画师。So, Steph, thank you for doing the Chinese zodiac animation for us.
Yeah, no problem. That was really good fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. The audience may not know that Steph is the mastermind behind a beautiful animation we made, Chinese Zodiac Story. And that was why there are 12 different animals in the Chinese Zodiac. And that was really based on really fun story. And the animation is only a minute or two.
Yeah, I think so.
And that was Steph's work. Okay, so as the animator, as a 动画师, how did you come out with the idea that you wanted to take this as your profession, as your career?
Well, it's difficult to say exactly when it started, actually, because ever since I was a child, I would always just do a lot of drawing.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it started with drawing.
Yeah.
And then I guess I really enjoyed drawing, and I also enjoyed music, and I also enjoyed filmmaking. And animation was a great way of combining all of those things together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually ended up studying animation at university. And then after university, basically just started doing what I'm doing now,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, making animations for all sorts of different people.
Right, and you also do illustrations.
Yeah, so that's kind of tied in with the animation, really. You know, there's all sorts of different ways of doing animation, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I guess one of the main techniques I use is to make illustrations and then make those illustrations move.
Right.
And so, yeah, illustration is kind of an integral part of animation.
Okay, yeah, the way to say illustration, 插画.
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 Yeah, 画 is the same, the drawing.
Okay.
And 插 is to insert.
Yeah.
To insert something. So that sort of imply that this painting is not the whole piece of work. Mm-hmm. This is part of it. It's inserted into somewhere. 插画.
插画.
I can also call you as a 插画师 or 插画家. 家 means home originally, but here means you are the expert, the person who is very good at this.
Great.
插画家, 插画师.
插画师.
Yeah, so are you more a 动画师 or a 插画师 or both?
I would probably say both, but probably more a 动画师.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, when I was a kid, I used to watch a lot of animations from Japan because they have very distinctive style.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite animators, Haya Miyazaki.
Okay.
Yeah, he did a lot of like well-known one like Totoro or Spirited Away.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then they became quite popular in the Western world as well.
Okay.
And I grew up watching his, it's like a television series, the story called Heidi, a little girl who lived in the Alps, where you are in Switzerland. And mm-hmm. he then developed a lot of like a movie style animations. So quite a mainstream in Japan and
sure.
influencing animators around the world. And then, of course, the animations in the Western style, especially comparing with like Marvel
mm-hmm.
or comparing with Disney, it's quite different.
Yeah, it's very different. But, you know, the technique is exactly the same.
Right.
You know, whether it's a Disney cartoon or a Japanese animation, both use the same essential techniques of drawing individual frames and then playing those in sequence. And then you have the animation.
Yeah. So what is the work process to create a new 动画?
So there are many, many different types of 动画, from stop motion, which is, if you've seen Wallace and Gromit, for example, that's a really good example of that, using models and moving them frame by frame.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's traditional 动画, which is like the Japanese animations that you're talking about, or the Disney ones.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But yeah, there's all sorts of different ways of doing 动画. And so, yeah, the process, it varies a lot, basically. But
mm-hmm.
you need to start with developing the right ideas. And it's storytelling, essentially.
Right.
So you often come up with the story first.
Mm-hmm.
And then the actual 动画 happens right at the end of the process, when you've written a script and you've decided which story you're going to tell and things like that.
Right. When you make 动画, you tend to work with a whole team, or you tend to work from end to end by yourself?
It's a bit of both, but a lot of the time I'm working with a team.
Mm-hmm.
And the best projects I work on are with a team, because
you have more ideas and different skills.
Yeah.
Okay.
And 动画 is a lot of work. Even in 1 minute.
Yeah.
动画. It takes a lot of work, so having a big team is actually brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. When I watched a lot of 动画, like the Despicable Me, or like a Toy Story series, the Cars series, and all a lot of Disney 动画, I realized that how many people were involved. The end of every 动画, you see the list of credit. There were like hundreds and sometimes thousands of people being involved.
Yeah,
to make a good 动画.
For a feature length like that, it takes a huge amount of people, and really talented people as well.
Right, okay. So hopefully one day you can participate in one of those mega 动画.
Yeah, maybe.
That would be fun.
Yeah, that would be really fun.
Yeah, okay, great. Thank you so much, Steph, for joining us. Today we talk about 动画. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you've learned. Until next time, 再见, Steph.
再见.